Then said, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. There's got to be a biblical play here, and Ten Commandments is the way to do it.
Well, I don't think Moses made the Ten Commandments. He's the one that brought them off the hill.
He carried them.
He was the courier.
His first complaint was, hey, could we do it on paper next time? But there was actually 15 commandments, if you remember. He dropped one of the stones. So anyway, Ten Commandments. Talk to us about what you did to prep to bring all that information back, because it's not easy to replicate a track at all.
Well, you know, and you look at the jumps and you think, well, there's nothing to them. But you watch the way the ride, you know, I go down to Loretta's every year for when I work for Wiseco, and I raced it a couple years ago. I guess it's been 4 or 5 now, and I'm planning on racing it this year in the 40 class. So I thought, how cool would that be for all the racers to have that to practice on, and myself. So last weekend we went down to the Loretta Lynn spring ride. While we were there, Alex, the, I think that's his name, ranch manager, it's Loretta's grandson. He gave me permission to go out onto the track, and me and my buddy Nick Jenkins with Gano Excavating, he went with me, and we went down there and we got all the, it's a 3-to-1 grade. They're 24 on average, I'd say 24 feet apart from peak to peak. There's more vert on the backside than the front. And all that means is it's kind of a booger to redo, to replicate. And I'm telling you what, it kicked my butt. I had all the dirt already piled up there. I spent all day on them, and I'm still not sure they're exactly right, but they're pretty close. And I had Colin Hickman, he came out today and showed us how to go through them fast, and they weren't even watered. And I don't know. I think once they get 100 bikes going through them on Saturday for open practice, I think they'll be pretty close.
Oh, they just need to be packed in a bit, you think, Tony?
Well, the weird, there's not much lift on the jump, but there's kind of a sharp backside. So you could, it's hard to jump through them, but you can't really blitz because there's not enough, you don't get enough run at it. So they kind of get cupped out, I guess would be the way to you know, as you're, when you land, the gas, you know, the tire kicks the dirt up, and it kind of creates holes, and they're kind of uneven, and I think we got a pretty good start. But, you know, and when we measured them down there, obviously there was no racing going on like there is in July and August, so for the Nationals. So they do change a fair bit throughout the week when you're racing down there. But
I can imagine.
I think we got it.
You've had a lot of rain down there. Has it affected your ability to develop the track or not?
Well, yeah, it's actually, we've had a pretty good dry run right now, but yes, the track actually flooded this year, like a lot of flooding around here, but I've got it set up. It drains very well.
Okay.
And we did we put a 2-foot culvert, 400 foot of it. It's a lot. It's very expensive. It was close to $15,000 to
wow.
do this. And again, Gano Excavating came out and gave me a really good deal on it. But they put a culvert all the way out to drain the track. We've always had one, but it's just been basically a great big ditch through the back of the track with a 40-foot culvert. Now we've got the whole thing, so it really opened up the track. And short answer is yes, it's been tough to do this, but mostly because I've had so much stuff planned.
Tony, real quick, we've got our next guest waiting in the wings, but this weekend is available for what?
Yep, so Saturday, April 20th, we're going to have an open practice. Mm-hmm. Micklin Power Sports is bringing out KTMs, Yamahas, Betas for demo rides.
Very cool.
And then we're having a swap meet, which we've never done, and I've had a really good response. People are going to bring old gear and bike parts, and I don't know what else. I even had a guy from Missouri ask if he could bring truck accessories, and I said, absolutely. It's $10 to get in, nothing to bring your stuff, you know, if you want to buy or sell or whatever, and come ride the bikes, and it's going to be good. Good weather, too.
Always having fun thinking of the fans every step of the way, riversideraceway.net. Tony, thank you. We'll look forward to seeing you in a bit.
Thanks, guys.
God bless you. There we go. It's one of the best guys I know. Let's go to our next guest. If you're ready.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.